This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, Mike, you were telling me somebody got shelled today. It wasn't somebody we are counting on, right?
Well, I don't know if you had high hopes for Anderson Pilar.
Oh, okay.
From the DR.
Yes.
Who may be DFA'd. It wasn't good. The Phillies hit up the Braves for 16 runs today, Carl.
How many?
That's 16, including a four spot in the first inning. It wasn't great. So, if you're keeping score, it was Pilar. He didn't get through the second inning. Seven earned runs, four hits. Yeah. His ERA of 14.29. Well, they can't all be gems.
Arcia had an RBI today.
Yes, he did.
Yes.
How about that?
Arcia with an RBI.
Hey.
Chris, be quiet.
Chris's guy, by the way, Jared Kelnick, 174 so far in spring training. So he's really hitting the ground running, Carl.
Shocking.
0-3 today.
Wow. So,
yeah. But De La Cruz, who would be platooning until Acuna gets ready, he's batting 333 in spring training, which is nice. He was 1-for-3 with an RBI today.
Yeah, he is. It is spring training. But yes, that's he got shelled today, didn't he?
He's a De La Cruz, by the way, he's a guy that nobody knows because he played in Miami for a couple of years. He can hit it a little bit. Like, he's got some pop, so I would prefer him maybe over certain other players getting playing time in the outfield.
Well, he probably will.
We'll see what's next.
Well, they said Profar is going to be ready, right?
Profar. Yes. Oh, Profar. Yeah. They said he's going to be good. He's back down there doing the work. Yeah. The bruise, the bone bruise.
So, I mean, you know, it's that's the thing, Chris. I mean, he's going to be the guy more times than not. But I hear what you're saying until Acuña comes back.
Yeah, the fourth outfielder.
Yes.
Right. And by the way, guys, do you guys remember?
Trey Turner had a dong, by the way.
He did? A dinger?
Schwarber with a round tripper.
A long ball?
Tater.
Do you guys remember a couple of weeks ago we talked about that story with where we had the funny soundbite from Rafael Devers where he said he's the third baseman after they signed Bregman? Well, today he told reporters at ESPN that, quote, he's good to do whatever the Red Sox need him to do.
There you go.
He changed of heart.
Yeah, Bregman and him has a little soap opera up there. You know, and the media will be all over that in Beantown.
For sure. Who's playing third?
Bregman.
Okay.
He won the gold glove.
Of course.
He's a bit better.
Of course.
Yeah, a little bit better with the leather.
But I say that to say if Devers is acting this way, I wanted to see. That's interesting. Yeah, a few weeks ago he was like, I don't play anything but third.
Apparently they want to take him out of the infield altogether and just make him a full-time DH. The David Ortiz route.
Gotcha.
Okay. And by the way, we mentioned Profar, the story yesterday. Profar is saying that he's very confident he'll be good to go for opening day. And we've mentioned this earlier in the show. I mean, he wasn't happy with his outing, but Ian Anderson has been solid.
He's good.
Looks consistent and, you know, everything you need right now. And we've been talking about where's he going to be living velocity-wise. So far, he's looked good.
Let's hear from Brian Snicker, guys, on where he is and where his patience comes from. I mean, we always talk about this with Snit. He's never too high, never too low, courtesy of MLB Network.
I think it comes over time. I've said a lot of times I probably got this job at a good time in my life. Back when I had hair, I was known to be a little more explosive and things like that. And I think you need to have patience because these guys are trying. They want to do good. There's a lot of balls in the air for the player nowadays with all the social media things they have and things that they're asked to handle. And I got a lot of respect for those guys.
Mike, you know about anger management.
Yes. I mean, I've been twice. It didn't really take the first time. Second time, though, really much better.
What happened the first time?
Well, I mean, maybe it wore off. You know, maybe I need a refresher course about every 10 years.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, because it was 9 years. The first one, I think, was when did I tell the boss to go screw himself?
That was every day.
Well, I mean, enough where I lost a week's pay.
Gotcha. That was probably 3 or 4 15, months.
15, 16, yeah, yeah, anyway. Yeah, yeah. So it's almost eight, nine. I need a refresher course about 8 years, every 8 years. So, Anchor Man, Snicker was a hothead.
Well, and that's funny because he's like, when I had hair, which makes me laugh, but he says, I got this job at the right time. How long was that class, by the way? Seriously.
It was 10 sessions the first time.
Because I remember you telling me about this. We were having discussions off air.
That was Dr. Bemis.
Yes. Yeah,
and he was right out of Central Casting. Yeah. Mike, why do you think you're here? Because my boss is a turd.
Yeah. Yeah. he was down by the airport somewhere, right?
Yes. I can't tell the airline, but he had a great story, though, about, I don't want to put his stuff out on the street. But anyway, there was about, let's just say there was some conflict issues and trying to, conflict resolution between a pilot that was Air Force and a pilot that was Navy.
Okay.
And needless to say, it involved some counseling.
Yeah.
As it happens at all airlines.
I was going to say, for both guys.
I'm not a pilot, I'm a naval aviator.
use the term correctly. Right. Hey, Snicker also was talking about just, you know, getting ready for spring training and being back in this spot. Look, I don't know about you guys. When we had the best offense in Major League Baseball a few years ago and came up short, that hurt.
2023?
That hurt. Mm. Last year was a little bit different because the injuries just decimated us. Snit was asked about where he's at and just being in this moment right now.
And I said last year when the playoffs were over that I couldn't wait to get to spring training, and I'm in it. And so now to be down here with all the guys, and, you know, there are going to be bumps and bruises. There's going to be injuries. That's part of it. But, you know, if we can keep our guys healthy throughout most of the year, I'm really excited about what our team is.
Pretty amazing when you look at it. The year 2023, that then unfortunately we ran out of pitching, and we just got cold at the wrong time. 101 wins, 947 runs.
Crazy.
And then last year, 704 runs. And that's why I still think Snicker's best managing job, and he should have been manager of the year, was last year.
Last year.
With all of the injuries and the lineups and everything he had to go with.
Yeah.
What was the big conflict up in Milwaukee? Blah.
It's hard to debate that, Mike, in the way he had to maneuver. Even the everyday guys.
Right.
I mean, you're
without 7, 8, 9 wasn't hitting.
No,
his stars were out. Ozzy was out for a while. You lost Austin Riley when it mattered most. I mean, you just don't obviously mention Acuna. It was brutal.
So
Murphy couldn't hit.
Well, he'll be fine this year, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be okay.
Well, he's got to get back from those ribs.
Yes, that's
maybe Murph should take a cue from Suzuki, get a samurai sword out there, start slicing baseballs in half like they're doing in Chicago.
Speaking of other things going on in baseball, and we said the Braves lost today 16-9 to the Phillies in Grapefruit League play. Tampa Bay is not moving forward with their new stadium plans. And you brought this up earlier, and it's just interesting from a baseball perspective because of what they may ultimately lose. They may lose this franchise if they don't get new ownership.
I mean, basically, you got a shell of a state. Carl just said, I was just down there like a few weeks ago. It looks, I mean, obviously, it looks as bad as you'd imagine. It looks like a hurricane came through.
Right.
But obviously, you know, just gut it, tear it down to the studs, and just go build yourself like a 30,000-seat stadium. You build your own little mini battery. The neighborhood, I told you that, we love that area down there. It was a good little vibe. But, or, because you know, if you can't get it in Tampa.
There's a bunch of restaurants and
stuff
there.
Yeah, it's a whole scene is kind of, because, you know, 20 years ago, there was not much there. The whole scene is kind of crept towards the stadium. So by the time we got done with the pub crawl, we were right there. You know, by the that's where you parked for the race. They had a shuttle.
Sure.
But anywho, the owner, Stuart Sternberg, has turned down, you know, the idea of building a new stadium. The city's not coming up with the coin. You know, some folks feel it's better if it's in Tampa. We talked about it last hour. Meanwhile, Eddie DeBartolo Jr., yeah, that guy used to own the 49ers. He apparently wants to get involved in ownership. And that's a guy that does things the right way, unlike this guy. Now, again, did get in trouble with the governor. Governor tried to bribe him for the casinos back in '99. He didn't report it to the feds, and that's why the NFL said you can't be an owner anymore.
Yeah. And that was a big deal back then. Yeah. But either way.
Was it Edward Edwards? Was it his name? Right? Was that the governor of Louisiana?
Right. Yeah, Louisiana. That's right. I just think that's the direction they're going to have to go. And you know, listen, the A's are going to land on their feet, Mike. I know you said they're monkeying around out there in Vegas. Right. But, guys, that stadium's going to go where the old Tropicana was, if you've ever been out there. And it's actually perfect on the strip and right there, good location. It's going to have a roof on it, retractable and all that stuff. They're going to make a killing, Mike. The A's are going to go from a team that didn't make hard.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Any money to being able to spend like some of the big spenders, I think not immediately, but certainly eventually, and be able to go, you know, vie to go get some of the best players in the league. Right. They've never been able to do that. The A's have always just lost players. That is what happens with Tampa.
Right. We've all seen Moneyball. I mean, we always joke around. The Pirates, the A's, the Reds are kind of that. You know, the Rays have always had a great minor league system. But yeah, you're like today's A's are tomorrow's Braves.
That's right.
Today's Pirates are tomorrow's Yankees. So this will be something. If, for those who know the Las Vegas Strip, the construction's going down. It's where the old Tropicana used to be. Yep. So right down closer to like Mandalay Bay and down by the Luxor and on the other side of the airport.
Yeah, there's just a lot of land over there. I think it's a perfect spot. But
basically right across from MGM.
Yeah, but it's centralized where if you have, you know, people on the strip, they can walk to these games, Mike, and that's what they're expecting. They're expecting that crowd plus whatever folks jump on board, just like they did with the Knights out there. I think the A's are going to be fine. I just don't know if the Rays are going to survive.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.